Hi, I'm Yagi. I'm an entrepreneur and success coach who wants it all. Family, luxury, career, and the freedom to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And I'll do whatever it takes to get there. I created the Yagi Project to document my journey and inspire others to do the same. My mission is to change the world by influencing and leading others to do what they love and live fulfilled lives. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Yagi Project. So I am back, but not really. I had my baby. This is postpartum, but thank God everything's going smooth. It is kind of true. The third baby's kind of fun because you already kind of know what to do and we have a system in place. But long story short, I snuck in today to record an episode. So hopefully not to give you guys a huge gap while I'm kind of on maternity leave. Anyways, and I also came to get my lashes maintained, of course, because it's the holidays, you know. I've promised myself that I'm not going to let myself go with this third kid, and I'm just going to try to continue the balance of self-care, being a mom, being an entrepreneur, whatever it takes, but without stressing, right? So that's been my thing lately, is I'm going to do the most I can do, but while I enjoy it. There's not going to be more things added to my day and my schedule unless I'm enjoying it. And I really want to kind of like emphasize on that. And I want to encourage everybody to do that. Sometimes it's better to do less rather than try to do more and be unhappy and stressed about it. Anyway, so today's episode, sometimes the holiday season could be a really rough time mentally on a lot of people because we think that it should be this grand thing. We think that other people are having more fun than we are. They're doing more things because that's kind of what's promoted in the online world. I really wanted to record this episode around this season because the new year is approaching, or you may be watching this while it's a brand new year, and I'm glad you stumbled upon this episode. So we can be hard on ourselves during the end of the year because we might have not accomplished all our goals or everything that we wanted to that previous year. Or we may be setting unrealistic or a lot of new goals for the new year. So I wanted to talk about this thing that's called the forward gap or the happiness gap. And it is referred to that dissatisfaction that we tend to always feel. It's where we are compared to where we want to be. That is the happiness gap that we're all experiencing all the time. And I want to shine the light on this concept. And initially, I was introduced to this from this book called The Six Phase Meditation Method. And I've talked about this book in the past. I think it's a great book, but I really wanted to shine the light on this concept. Okay. So in the book, he references business coach Dan Sullivan, and this is his concept actually, and he calls it a forward gap. So this is the gap between, again, where we are compared to where we want to be. And it's the human dissatisfaction, I guess, curse that we all go through. And we're always looking for the next goal, next thing to accomplish in order for us to be happy. But the secret or the reality of this is that gap never gets closed. So what we need to do instead is we need to do the reverse effect. This is what he teaches in his coaching. And I thought it was genius, okay? Because we are all conditioned through our past, through our parents, from our parents' parents, to all almost like want to accomplish more and do more. And I've referred to this in the past as just like human nature. Like this is our human nature, but it's not really our nature. It's actually what we've been conditioned to do. We've been conditioned to always want something in the future or meet a goal or have a new item in order for us to be happy. But that never comes. So I did want to talk about this around this time of the year again, because I think we all need to focus on the now and take his advice. He calls it the reverse gap, and practicing that in order for us to feel happy now and not postpone our happiness. So what we're doing with the happiness gap or the forward gap, as they refer to it, is we're always saying, okay, I'll be happy when I get this thing. I'll be happy when I accomplish this thing. And then we're never happy. So there's a quote quote I want to refer to. So the author of the Six Phase Meditation Method, his name's Vishen Lakhiani. I hope I said that right. But this is how he refers to it. I was like, oh, that's genius. So it says, it's like running toward the horizon under the deluded impression you'll be able to touch the sun. So no matter how fast you run, no matter how hard you try, you're never going to be able to reach the sun. So that's kind of how impossible it is to close that happiness gap. Because right when we are almost reaching a goal and we experience a moment of happiness, then we want something more or we want something different. That happiness is gone. So that's why I want to make sure I kind of point this out to kind of give you guys something to think about in order to look at things differently. So the real secret to being happy now is what he calls it as the reverse gap. So we want to look at this backwards. So instead of looking at, okay, I need to accomplish this or I need to buy this new shiny item to feel happy, we are looking back and we're looking at all the things we've accomplished. We're looking at all the things we already have or all the good relationships we currently are in right now in order for us to feel that happiness now. So that's really the secret of feeling happy. And it all comes down to gratitude, right? So we've talked about gratitude in the past, and this is basically what they're talking about the reverse gap or looking at it the back way. So we are literally, instead of focusing on all these things that we need to do, all these things that we need to have in order to feel happy, we're sitting down and we're looking back it the reverse way. We're looking at, okay, well, I've already started the business. So what if it's not hitting the numbers that I wanted to hit? I did it. I took that step and I started the business. And we're celebrating that. We're showing gratitude towards that. Again, same thing with any materialistic things too. Is so what if I don't have this item? But look at all these other things I was able to purchase or get in order to be where I am today, for example. So that's kind of the practice that we're doing on the daily. Because again, here's the key thing about the secret of this is that unless we do feel that happiness, we're not going to be able to progress in the rest of the areas in our life in order to accomplish certain things and feel productive. So really feeling happy now currently is what's going to motivate us, what's going to encourage us, what's going to push us in order for us to do more and progress more and again feel happy. It's definitely, you know, what people call these things, okay, what came first, the chicken or the egg? But I think that's all false. We need to clarify that it's not all these things that we accomplish or all these items that we have in order for us to be happy. It's the opposite. We need to feel happy right now in order to accomplish everything else. And I really want to talk about this more and more because I want everybody to kind of change their beliefs and change the way you guys and we were looking at and thinking about this. Even until today, I get caught up in this. Sometimes I get so excited. Like I'm a very driven person and I'm goal driven too. I want more, more, more always. So I need to remind myself that, okay, no, you need to just celebrate what you currently have, where you currently are at, and then work on accomplishing and getting more. And anytime I've like purely just focused on goals or future or like an item that I want, I felt that dissatisfaction. But this is what I'm talking about, that we need to try our hardest to not look at it that way. Instead, on the daily, we need to do this gratitude practice and look at everything we have, we've accomplished, and the person we currently are maybe from 5 years from now and celebrate that. And that's what's going to keep us going in order to have more and accomplish more. So to put it very simply, we want to celebrate and enjoy the current, the now, be present, and also enjoy the progress and the process of accomplishing more. If we're not enjoying it in the current and the present, then it really doesn't mean anything because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. So I hope that kind of gives you guys something to think about. But I do want to go back a little bit actually and talk about why we're conditioned to be this way. It's not our fault, but that's why people like me need to shine the light on this issue of our conditioning so we can all be happier and we can all live in a better state on the day to day. So we've all been conditioned with generations, even just with ads and companies and I don't know, media, right? We've been conditioned and we are kind of pushed to actually be unhappy because this is unfortunately how companies and how a lot of businesses make money. I hate that I said that, but that's true. So we've been conditioned through media and through ads and everything to want more things in order to be happy. How many ads do you see is, oh, if you purchase this beauty product, you're going to feel a lot younger or a lot more beautiful. That automatically makes us feel like, oh, I need this in order to be happy. I'll be happy when I have this, right? So that's kind of the bad conditioning. Same with pharmaceutical companies. We're conditioned, oh, you have aches and pains. Then they put that in our head, or you need this in order to feel this way, in order to do this thing, right? So be very mindful of that. We are exposed to and conditioned to be happy when we get something or be happy when we accomplish something and really be present and know that, no, we actually don't need anything external to make us happy. Everything that is internal and is not a material thing or a goal or anything is all we need in order to feel that happiness. I hope you guys can start your new year with just being present, enjoy the moment, have fun, be very present, play games, feel the joy of even just being with your family and friends or even by yourself. Do things that make you happy right now and don't worry so much about setting so many goals and focusing on, okay, I'll be happy when I accomplish these things. Definitely still take the time to have goals and want things and accomplishments for the future, but make sure to not let that get in your way of feeling any less in the current moment, because who you are now and what you've accomplished now, I'm sure you've come a long way, even if you look 1 year, 2 years down the line. Well, thank you for listening. Please comment below. Let me know your thoughts and questions. And I'm always happy to connect. We'll be trying to be more active on our social media platform. So make sure you're following the Yegi Project on Instagram, TikTok, and all that good stuff. Well, until next time. Bye. Thank you for listening. Please rate and review this podcast. Follow and engage with us on social media under the Yegi Project. And if you're interested in being a guest, email info@theyegiproject.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes.